Okay, we're at the bottom of Lamed Beis 32b, the bottom line, very bottom line. We're having this discussion, the difference between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. They both have to say that the person who you get up for is a Zakein, and a Zakein is someone who has wisdom. However, so the Gemara asks, so what's the difference between the two opinions? And we said like this, the Chachamim hold that the person has to be old. If he's not old, you don't get up for him, period. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, no, even if he is a Chacham, but he's young, you have to get up for him. That's the difference. A young scholar, you have to get up for him. The Chacham seem to say, young scholar, no. Then who do you get up for? Well, you get up for an older person. You get up for an older person if he's a scholar or not a scholar. So now the question is, what is the logic behind their reasoning? So we said yesterday, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, if you recall, if you have to be old, so let's go back to that pasuk for a moment. Mipnei seiva tokum. One second. Get up here for a minute. Find a place. 1932. Okay. 1932. There we are. Here's the verse again. Top of the page. Mipnei seiva tokum. Before a gray-haired person, you get up. V'hadarta b'nei zaken, you give honor to the face of an old man. Now, according to Chachamim, who say that you have to be an older person and a scholarly person, so he says, so why is it broken up into two paragraphs? It's really one person, an older person. It's basically an older person. So just say, Mipnei Seva Zokein V'Hadarta V'Takum. It should say one clause. One straight clause, if you're only talking about one person. Let's maybe just go back to that line over there. According to the Tana Kama, I'm just going to be reviewing the last line from yesterday. It should have written the following, Mipnei Seva Zokein, in front of a Seva Zokein, an old man Zokein, Tokum V'Hadarta, get up and give honor. Because it's really one type of person, an old person. According, why did the Torah split it up into two clauses? Maishna, the Paul Ganina Rachmana, why did the Torah divide them into two verses? In front of a Seva, you get up. In front of a Zokein, you give honor. Why is it dividing them into two? Must mean, what are we saying? What are we saying? Lameimar, must come to the Shuta High, Lav High. That this represent two different categories. That this one, Seva, is not the same as Zakein. Vahai Lavai, and Zakein is not Seva. It's two different categories. So what are they? Shema Mina means Afilu Yonik V'Chacham. Zakein refers to even a young sage. So according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it's really good. Mipnei Seva, talk him, get up for an old guy, even if he's not a scholar. And then, Vadarta b'nei Zakein, in honor of Zakein, the Zakein is a scholar even though he is not old. Now, it's very good. We're talking about two people, it's two clauses. You get up for a Seva, being an old person as long as he's not a sinner. And a Zakein, someone who has honor, you give honor. Someone who has Torah, even though not old, but that makes him a Zakein, you give him honor. And then it's two different people. But according to Tana Kama, it's really one person, so why are you dividing it up into two clauses? That's where we left off yesterday. So Rabbi Yossi HaGlili learns the pasuk clear. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, Mipnei Seva Tokum, before an old person get up, an old person is, even if he's not a scholar, as long as he's not a Rasha. Then the next clause, Vadarta Pnei Zakein, you give honor to a Zakein. A Zakein now means what? A scholar. Even if he's a young scholar, could be an old scholar, but he's already old. He's included in the first category, even if he's not a scholar. But now we've got two categories. It's very good. That's why he doesn't like the Tana Kama. That's where we ended off yesterday. So now we have to go back and see, how does the Tana Kama, how does the Chachamim learn the Pasuk? They have to have a way to learn the Pasuk. The Tana Kama, how are they going to learn what's going on over there? Then it's really one category, someone who's both old and wise. Both old and wise. So it just should have put it in one clause. You should what? In front of an old, wise person. Mipnei seva zaken. It should have said that. Before an old, wise person, you get up and show honor. So why does it break it up into two psukim? So he gives the following answer. You're right, maybe it shouldn't have, but for another reason we divide it up. Mishum deboy lemismach zaken veyareisa. It wants to juxtapose the two words, zaken, an elder or a scholar, and the next word is veyareisa, of, and you should fear him. And we're going to see in a moment, it means veyareisa, it means you should fear, meaning that the elder should not cause people to unnecessarily get up for him. And therefore we've got to connect one word to the other. Alright, it's very short on words over here. What does he mean by that? So let's look back in the pasuk and see what he's explaining. It says, Mipnei seva talkom vadarta pnei zokain. Then there's another clause. V'yareisa melokecha ni Hashem. You shall fear God, I am the Lord. What is that clause talking about? You shall fear the Lord and I am God. So we already said yesterday, it means so you shouldn't close your eyes and make it like you don't see the person and think, I didn't see him. You should know there's a God in this world. Okay, that's one thing. But Tana Kama says there's another lesson. There's another lesson we have in this pasuk, that an older person, even though we're supposed to stand up for him, he shouldn't cause people unnecessarily to get up for him. As we said, if a zaken has two ways to go home, let's say, one way is he'll travel where there's nobody there, no one will have to get up for him. And another way where people will have to get up for him, he should pick the way where no one will have to get up to him. He shouldn't unnecessarily cause people the discomfort having to get up. Now, where do we, therefore, it comes out that the Zaken has to have a little bit of fear of God too. The Zaken has to fear God to the extent to not cause people unnecessarily to get up. Now, how will anybody know except him? Only he will know that. In other words, when the older person walks by, and everyone has to get up, they figure, oh, I gotta get up. But they don't know that he didn't have to go that way. He knows he could have gone a different way. So what's to keep him from doing that? Fear of God. So now we need to have a word that connects to it. So if we learn it the way the pasuk is right now, mipnei seva talkum. You get up for an old person. Vadarta v'dei zaken. And you're right, it is a bit repetitive, but now right after the word zaken, what's the next word? V'yareisa, and you shall fear God. It's going on the zaken. That word that was written in the zaken should fear God and not make people unnecessarily get up. But according to you, Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're saying I should have worded it differently. I should have said, mipnei seva zaken tokum vadarta. You should get up before an old scholar. Takum vadarta, get up. Now takum vadarta is referring to the other people getting up. So there's nothing to connect to the word viyareisa. So how are we going to know that the zaken has to not unnecessarily bother people? The way I have it, it's very good. I'm keeping it this way. In other words, the question that was asked on the Chachamim, if you're only speaking about one type of person, an old scholar, so it should have written what? Before Mipnei Seva Zokain. Before a Seva Zokain, what do you do? Takum Vadarta. Get up in honor. But if I did that, says the Chachamim, they have nothing to connect to the next part of V'yareisa Mogecha. You should fear God. Who should fear God? The way the text is now, we have the word zaken right before, and you should fear God. So now we see it means the zaken should fear God and not necessarily cause people to get up. But if you want me to word it differently, it should have been worded differently. It couldn't word it differently because then we couldn't put zaken next to VRA so to learn that law. So that's why we have to keep it the way it is, although specifically for the next teaching.
Question.
Yeah?
So we're saying that fear is tied to zaken. So
I'm sorry?
Fear is tied to Zaken, so the person who's the
older person should fear God and not
make other people stand up because he feels like it.
Yeah.
But isn't it, maybe this is the English, the whole clause, the whole sentence is you telling us. So therefore, doesn't that apply the fears to us? You should stand up. So therefore, we...
Okay, you're right. You're right. That we don't lose it. That's the simple meaning of the text. You have two meanings. You have the simple meaning of the text. And by virtue of the fact, here, listen, you're right, there's simple meaning, and then there's extra clauses that give you extra meaning. Remember, if it would have said, Mipnei Seva Zokein Tokum Vadarta, then clearly the next clause could only mean you, people who are getting up from, should fear God.
Right.
But the fact that we kind of made, according to the Chum, it's kind of an extra clause. And the clause isn't written straight. The clause should have been written differently. Since it wrote the second clause in a way to connect Zuck into Vereisa, it gives us an added meaning to the Pasuk, not the only meaning to the Pasuk. Certainly the simple meaning is that those who have to get up in front of a scholar have to fear God and get up for him and don't make it like. That's the simple meaning, which is true. But the fact that the Pasuk was written awkwardly, according to the Chachamim, it should not have been written the way it is. It should have been written, Mipnei Seva Zokein Tokum V'Yoreisa. So since it was awkwardly written, and it's unnecessary, that second clause, so that second clause must be giving us a second layer of meaning, that second clause also connects to V'Yoreisa. So there's two clauses that connect to that. That's what that extra awkward meaning is for, double meaning. So now that's a very good explanation for Chachamim. But now the question is, but the way the Pasuk is worded this way, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, let's go back to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, how does he learn the Pasuk? If they say, we're talking for an old person, though not a scholar, you get up. Vadarta b'nei zaken, and you get up for an older person, that means a zaken person with chachma. So now we have two learnings, and the Pasuk is not extra at all now. So how do we know this idea that the zaken can't inconvenience people? Now we have to go with the simple reading of the text, as Shelley says. Because now the clauses are all needed. So where do you get the extra layer to learn that the Zokain has to not unnecessarily cause people to not get up? That's going to be the Gemara's next question. Although, you know what? I jumped the gun. I'm
how
sorry.
How do you necessarily know that that's a lesson?
Well, we'll have to see. Well, they have a Masorah. They have such teachings. We know that a Zokin can't think of these. Well, where do we learn from? Okay. So now the Gemara says, well, I jumped the gun there. So now why did the Tanakhama choose to understand the verse as referring to one category? Now they're asking a different question. I'm sorry, I jumped the gun here. The Tanakhama says, wait a minute, what was wrong? So Tanakhama explained their position, but what's wrong with Rav Yossi Aglili? Sometimes it's not good enough to say your position and answer questions on it, but why are you doing a position that Rav Yossi Aglili is the simpler way to know the Pasuk? In other words, what did they find wrong with Rav Yossi Aglili? Rav Yossi Aglili found something wrong with the Tanakhama. He's saying, if you're telling me it's really one guide, why are there two clauses? That's why I didn't like the Tanakhama. I'm going to answer. Now we turn around, Tanakhama. What did you not like about Rabbi Yossi Aglili's position? Like, what's wrong with the text the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili? In other words, it's not good enough for me to learn the text the way I learned it and explain it. I can explain why I didn't want to learn it the way you learned it. That's how it started. We said, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why did you not like the Chachamim? Well, I'll tell you why, because we're talking about two categories. According to him, I have two clauses, two categories. According to him, it's one category, two clauses. What are you doing, an extra clause? Okay, Tanakhama has to answer. We're answering well because we want to connect to the erase. Fine. Now we got to go back to Tanakhama. What did you see wrong with Rabbi Yossi Aglili? How is he not learning so well? The Tanakhama, my Taima, what is the reason for their position? What's wrong with Rabbi Yossi Aglili? So he says, Esau Kadaita Kedam Rabbi Yossi Aglili. If you're going to be referring to two separate categories, if it's mamish, two separate categories of old person, not scholar, young person, yes, scholar, the text should have been written totally different. Imke, Nifta Rachmana, the Torah should have written, turning up to 33a now, we're talking about two totally separate categories. It should have said, Mipnei seva tzokum vehadarta. Remember, there's two ideas. There's tzokum, getting up, vehadarta, and bestowing honor. Two ideas. So if it's two separate categories, so each category should have had the word tzokum and hadarta. It should have said mipnei seva, for a save an old man, tzokum vehadarta, get up and show him honor. Now second category, tzokum vehadarta pnei zaken, get up and give honor before the face of an old man. Right? So if you're learning, it's two people, and that's how you're relearning, the text should have said it. Why is it just one guy gets getting up and one guy gets honor? If you're saying it's two categories, an old man who's not a scholar, a young scholar is not an old man, they have to be treated equally. Well, the verse should then have said, okay, for an old man, get up and give honor. And for a young scholar, get up and give honor. But it doesn't say that. It says for Seva, get up, for young scholar, give honor. So what, one doesn't get honor and one we don't get up for? So therefore, Ubin Elokas of Achis, since the Torah didn't write it that way, so therefore we can't be speaking about two separate people. It's gotta be one person. Can't treat one person one way and one the other way. Shema minot appears, chadu, it's one person. So that's the logic why they don't like that. Alright? So each one's explained their position.
Well, you couldn't treat one different than the other because...
What?
You couldn't treat one different than the other, we just said.
Well, you shouldn't. The Torah is saying, this is what you do, you honor, and we've already explained, each clause says a little bit more. One teaches on the other. Right? So, you don't have to spend money, different things. So you tell, if they're in the same category of honoring, so say the same words. Therefore the Chama say, no, we're talking about one guy, within the one guy, I have getting up and honoring. One guy getting up and honoring. And that's it. An older person, finished. Any older person, scholar or not a scholar. Or maybe an older person who is a scholar, get up for him. Right? That's the tricky part over here. But at least it's one guy, and we understand both ideas. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, it seems it's two clauses on one guy. Why spend two clauses on one guy? They answer, well, because I want to connect it to the word V'yareisa to show that the old man should not necessarily disturb people. So they each have different ways of learning the pasuk. And that effectively is the end of the sugya, which gives us an unresolved sugya. So let's tell you the halachas here as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says us this. It's a positive mitzvah to get up in front of every scholar. Every scholar, even if he's not an old person, but a young scholar. That's good enough. Even if he's not his rabbi. But as long as he's bigger than him and he can learn from him. And then he brings the pasuk. If they say everything, well, everybody says, okay. Sake means eshekana chachvam. Okay. Also, it's a mitzvah to get up before seva, before somebody who is 70 years old. Even if he is an ignorant person, as long as he is not a Russian. That's how we process. That's exactly like who? Exactly like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, mipnei seva tokum, get up before the old man, an old man, even though he's not a scholar, as long as he's not a Russia. Vadarta b'nei zaken, give honor to the zaken. The zaken, that is the fellow, a scholar, even though he is not an old man. That's how we conclude the halacha. Alright?
So did we say, what did we say, do you get up, does a father get up for his son if his son is...
We didn't talk about that, though. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. It's another issue.
So the halacha is as
if... Yes. So you have that sometimes. Don't always go to chacham. Because if you think about it, if you look at, there's a three-way machlokas. Remember, Rav Isi, remember Isi ben Yehuda says you get up even for a...
Yeah, it was 3 years ago.
Right, it came out like this. It comes out, EC says you get up for an old man even if he's wicked, but he also agrees to get up for a young scholar. So in other words, we have three positions. So what the Shulchan Aruch is doing is, let's take the majority in every situation. So it comes out, basically is the middle position. The Chacham agree to him on one point and argue on one point. EC agrees to him on one point and argues on one point. So it comes up when you're adding up all the positions, right? So for example, when we deal with a old Russia, the only person who says you get up for an old Russia is Isi. The other two rabbis say, you don't get up for an old Russia. Right? The Chachamim say, you know what? You can get up for an old person if he's a scholar or not. Well, Rabbi Yehuda, Yosef Gluli agrees you can get up for an old person. Agrees to that. Now, what about a young scholar? Chachamim don't like that, but Rabbi Yosef Gluli says you get up for a young scholar. Isi agrees to that. So it comes out, we go with, where is there more positioning? Where's the majority of positions? So the in-between position here seems to win, because everybody agrees to at least one point of that. So it's always like 2-1 on all the issues. In other words, an old wicked man is only one position for and two against. So we knock that out. A young scholar, 2-4, 1 against.
Isn't there going to come a bunch of rabbis?
Doesn't matter. We don't always hold like them. It's a position. It's a position.
You take the position, not the number. Okay.
It's a position. So now we've got three positions. So how many positions are we going with? So that's how we come up with that halacha, and that's the conclusion. Okay. Now we go back to other topics that were within our brisa that we now want to explore them further. Let's see if I can open it up more without it closing on me. Maybe now it's been seamless. Okay. Amar Mar, the master said, we're going back to what it said in the Brisa. Yachal, I would think, I thought you may have to honor an old man by costing you money. We said no, because Talmud Lomar, Takum. See, now you got the two clauses, Takum v'hadarta. Got two clauses, and it's referring, it's similar ideas. Takum, get up, v'hadarta. Just like Ma, Kim, just like getting up, Sheba Chasar, because you don't lose money by getting up. So Avhider also giving honor, Sheva Chasakir, it's only honor that you have to do is to not lose money. Okay, so how do we know you don't have to lose money? Through honoring? Because just like standing doesn't cause you to lose any money. Right? Do you lose any money by getting up? No. So do we compare? It's a heckish. Just like standing up, you don't lose money. So honor shouldn't lose money. One says, wait a minute. Who says that by standing up you're never going to lose money? Is it possible for you to stand up and lose money? Middle of your work. No, what if you're in a job, you have to be sitting down to do the job. And now you have to stand up. Gemara asks, Vikima, Leis Ba, Chisar and Kis? Does standing not have any monetary loss? Couldn't there be a case? Milo Askinan, the Konokiv Marganisa? What if a guy who's piercing a pearl, or a very highly paid occupation, where he's got to be very focused, he has to be sitting, he has to be focused on his job, and look what happens. Out of hachi v'hachi, while getting up before a sukkah, and it goes by, what's going to happen? Ubatul mamalata. He'll be idling from his work, whatever, the couple minutes, it's one pearl less to work on, whatever, and he's going to lose a bit of money. So therefore, you know, that there would be, if the logic was, just like standing doesn't involve a loss, so honor does involve a loss, that logic falls short, because standing does involve a loss. So how do we know now that you don't get up if there's a loss? So therefore we have to reverse it. We reverse it. Ella, rather the heckish is backwards. Akish ki malahida, we compare rising to honoring. Mahidur sheheimbo pito. When we say the word hidur, right? So it means, hidur means to honor. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stop work. So just like honor doesn't mean you stop your work. I just have to give him honor. Right? I show him favor. Okay? So I show him favor by doing things. But doesn't mean I have to miss work. Afkima, so therefore getting up, she'embo bitol. So let's say the same thing, that it's the getting up that doesn't mean any stopping from work. Alright? So you don't interrupt your work. So now that I don't interrupt my work, now I'm not gonna lose money. And now we do start the heckish the other way as well. Vakishnami, hidur lekima. Now we'll compare hidur to getting up. Ma kima, just like getting up, she'embo chasir akis. Now getting up doesn't require any monetary loss, Avhider Sheva Chasirin Kis, also getting up doesn't require any monetary loss. So we kind of went a two-step process. Heater means you don't have to waste time. Heater means I'm showing you honor. Doesn't mean I waste time. I can speak to you honorably. Who says it means wasting time? So therefore, for standing, I don't waste time by standing up. If I'm not wasting time by standing up, then I don't lose money by standing up, and therefore I don't lose money by having to honor. So it goes both ways. You start from, Gemara could have asked, why are you starting this way? Let's start the other way. I don't know why the Gemara didn't ask that. We said, just like honoring doesn't mean you have to waste time, so standing doesn't mean you have to waste time. Once standing, you don't waste time. That means you're not going to lose money by standing because you're not wasting time. And therefore, we literally don't lose money by giving honor. From this, we now make a new rule. It comes out very interesting, Lau. So it comes out to honor an old man. You don't waste time. You don't cause any loss of money. Mikan Amru, from this we learn the following law. Ein Balei Umnis, if I work for somebody, I'm a craftsman, I'm working for somebody, I'm getting paid by the hour. So guess what? I'm not allowed to stand when a rabbi walks by. When a rabbi walks by, I'm not allowed to stand. When I am working, I'm not allowed to do that. Okay? Because... So Kamei says, why not? So the simple answer is, he's working for somebody else, right? And therefore, I'm going to cause him a monetary loss. It's being about a guy, I'm being paid per hour. So it's really nice, I'm getting paid per hour. A rabbi comes in, I get up, I talk to him, I schmooze him, I give him honor for 20 minutes, but meanwhile, the boss is paying me to work, and I'm not working. So that's what he means. I felt like that is not allowed to do that. If you're a craftsman working for somebody else, you're not allowed to show honor to a rabbi by getting up because you're wasting time, and wasting time means you're effectively taken away from your boss. That's the simple meaning. To which Gemara asks, "Velo, is that not true? You're not allowed to do this." But not. Look, we learned in a Mishnah the following, and you know what? We're going to get into a pretty complicated area. I think we'll stop here.
So what if you're studying Torah, so the rabbi walks in? So now you're taking away from your study.
So that's osek b'mitzvah, pachter min ha-mitzvah.
So you're supposed to study longer after.
No, but the rabbi says you're already involved in one mitzvah, so you don't do the other.
I mean, the question is how much time. I mean, nowadays, what's just to get up, is that a really big waste of time? I mean, obviously we're talking about more than...
No.
To get up and stop and this and that, that you shouldn't do.
Let's just say that someone is... got 30 people in the room, and they're teaching us Gemara, and then Rabbi walks in, now 30 people stop, get up, sit down. So now we've got 30 people times 30 seconds. I don't know. I'm not saying we should. I'm just asking if money you don't.
Yeah, but I think if all you had to do was stand up and sit down, it would take 1-2 seconds. I think if you were working, you could do that. It's 2 seconds.
We're saying though, if you're working for someone else.
But I think it means standing up where you're wasting a considerable amount of time.
So you still acknowledge and stand up.
I mean, there's honor and honor. You stand up, you say, can I get you something? Can I this? Can I that? There's like, usually, yeah. It's a whole discussion. If a rabbi is just walking by and just go up and down.
Well, let's face it, if Obama walked in the room, everybody would stop and stand up.
And then get back to learning. Immediately. If not, then it's a problem. All right, we'll have to continue next week.